relation to Letterkenny. There's 20,000 people affected by the mains Letterkenny water supply, taking their water from it on a daily basis, and the council laboratories should of course be in a position to carry out a test in the water and provide a report to the members and indeed to Irish Water outlining what exactly is causing the poor taste of the water in Letterkenny. And it's not really good enough or acceptable that the council laboratory would not agree to do this, and I've asked them again there today to either show me a legal reason why they can't do it, or otherwise do it for us, and at least then we can go to Irish Water and make it quite clear that there are issues with the pipes serving Letterkenny, and that, you know, we do need funding for improvement works and replacement works in relation to the water piping in Letterkenny.
You've been told that the ongoing monitoring carried out on behalf of the EPA, the HSE and the Council's own work is not showing any anomalies. There are no problems coming through in the standard tests which are being carried out. You believe more is necessary?
Irish Water at the end of the day is a PR machine. That's how I would describe them at this stage in time. We get monthly announcements of money for this and money for that, but the reality is that a lot of the testing which is carried out is, well, I'll not say that it's deliberately hiding stuff, but it doesn't go to being self-critical. Irish Water is not a body that sees any role for itself in being self-critical, so it's up to councillors to raise issues in relation to water quality when they arise in relation to the taste of the water. And I don't accept for one moment that Irish Water are testing the water or indeed the pipes in Letterkenny. They may be testing at treatment plants.